Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
What I love about this forum in general is the idea that me and you can give our thoughts and we can be so passionate about it in one direction. And then there are people that feel differently. And so I like that. I want to know how they got there, though, because I don't think I'll ever get to a spot where I'm clamoring for Deshaun Watson to play football for the Browns.
We're going to get to that in just a second. But to recap today so far, Joe Flacco in a sixth rounder traded to Cincinnati for a fifth rounder. I didn't care for the move. Then we got into the conversation, of course, of what happens at the backup spot. And both JP and I heard through various ways that we could see Bailey Zappe as the backup and then Deshaun Watson as the third stringer, which would mean there would be some sort of a roster move coming from the Cleveland Browns. Now, that could also mean Shador goes to the practice squad. There could be a lot of things that go on here. Now, while we have that, Deion Sanders was asked about the news that the Browns traded Joe Flacco away, and he gave what can only be described as a very Deion Sanders-esque answer.
Flacco, yeah, I got that Cincinnati text during practice.
I was just wondering what your reaction
care.
Is.
I don't give a damn about the Browns at all. I care about the Colorado Buffaloes. I do love me some Shador Sanders. Don't believe that. I care about him. The rest of that mess, I don't, okay? I'm a coach trying to win just like they're trying to win games, but I could care less of who they traded. I'm pretty sure Pack is going to get on his podcast and do what he does and break it down to you and for you. Ain't you, Pack?
Okay. Feels like you could really, if you really were like into like reading through somebody's messaging, you could read through that and what it might mean for Shador.
Well, yeah, obviously, if you're reading through that, it means that Deion's very done with the Browns.
Yeah.
And he's clearly getting the impression from Shador that things aren't going very well. It would align with what we had heard about the depth chart and the standing of the depth chart, even though I still think that's completely nonsensical.
I knew this season was going to be bad. All right. I feel
Shador's
like
not going to get a chance, is he?
I feel like I was first on the moon on this one. I believe you were. I mean, if I was Neil Armstrong, you're whoever touched down right after
are
that.
Are you going to say something that I really think I was first on now?
No.
Okay, what were you
Wait,
first
would
on?
Would you like to?
I don't know.
No, the fact the Browns were going to be incredibly bad this year.
Oh, right? No, that's you. Yeah, that's you. Yeah. You were so far ahead of everyone. You planted the flag, and then everyone else was in spaceships behind you.
Okay. Yeah, and I actually left, and I was like, oh, you're going there?
You're like, we've done that.
Yeah.
Been there.
I mean, it's nice, but it's the moon. But you don't have to be a dumpster fire. And this is, to me, where, like, be a competent 4-13 team. You don't have to be a dumpster fire. And if you had no intention of playing Shador this year, I don't care how many jerseys it sold. You shouldn't have drafted the kid.
Mm-hmm.
You just shouldn't have.
Right.
And honestly,
especially when you know in 2026, you're going to take a quarterback.
And we will get to some of the calls here because you are correct. There are people who do want to see Deshaun Watson play again, and we'd like to give them the forum to have this conversation, right? But again, there's no valid reason to play Deshaun again other than you owe him a lot of money. But the idea that you're going to save face on this is, honestly, it's dumpster fire logic. So the one credit I could give Stefanski and Barry over the last 5 years is, well, I don't always like it, but it always makes some semblance of sense. Today, we jumped the shark. Today.
Yeah, none of this makes sense.
Like, none of this really makes sense to
me,
and I don't really care for any of it. And
what world are they living in, Nick, where they think that Shador not playing this season and then playing Deshaun is the right answer, or even Bailey Zappe? Like, I feel like I'm living in La La Land here. Like, this is wild to me. How did we get to a spot where Shador is, and Deion is clearly dejected with good reason, because he doesn't have any faith that the Browns are going to be able to pull this thing off in any sort of way. He seems to think that they're just jerking Shador around as well. And like, it just, it feels that way. It reads that way right now. And it doesn't make sense to me. If I was trying to coach for my job, if I was trying to GM for my job, if I was trying to make a way that I could stay in the NFL, I try to win a lot of games. Try to win as many as I could. Shador gives you that opportunity. Deshaun Watson does not.
216-474-0092. Let's see here. Cameron in Lakewood, would you like to see Deshaun Watson again?
I would not like to see Deshaun Watson play here again. I think if we let him get on that field, we are really trying to lose and tank for something in the draft. Big fan of you guys. Want to make it short and sweet. But, they don't want to see... They don't want to see Deshaun. I don't want to see Deshaun. I think it was a good play to get rid of Flacco, though. You know, tell him congratulations on all his success, and see you later.
All right, real quick, Cameron. Cameron, before you go, if Joe Flacco leads the Bengals to the playoffs, will you keep that energy?
I'm going to keep that energy. Congratulations on all their success. But let's be honest. That guy's going to go to Cincinnati, and it's going to be the same as it was here. He's going to be running in slow motion, and he's going to throw all these picks, and he's going to sell the franchise.
All right, Cameron, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Cameron.
He said nice things about us, and you know we do like when people say nice things about us.
Didn't hear much after that, if we're being honest.
There was like when somebody told us Deshaun Watson, and I heard Shador Sanders as the third string quarterback.
Yeah.
I just heard what I wanted to hear. Now, I'll say, I believe Cameron when he says he's going to keep that same energy. I don't believe most Browns fans are going to handle it properly if Joe goes to Cincinnati the first time he has like a Jamar Chase 160-yard game.
I got a video. Sorry, we put the video out there, and I got a comment off that video. And the person is like, "Jonathan, you're basically just insulting the Browns fans' intelligence when you make the suggestion that we won't, we'll find a way. You'll find a way to put this on Stefanski if he's going to a better situation. Like he's got Jamar Chase and he's got all these players. It's gonna like." It's not a one for one. And I was like, it just doesn't make sense to me. You guys are going to lose your mind. I'm going to lose my mind. That's how I know you guys are going to lose your mind. I'm going to lose my mind. And yes, we will get to blame Stefanski. In many measures of this, we'll get to blame Stefanski for why the Bengals could make Flacco look good and he couldn't look good here this time around.
But because of the timing, because of the value of a fifth into a sixth into a fifth, and then just everything else, trading it to a division rival. Andrew Berry's on the line on this one for me as well.
Doesn't everything read that they're just not really trying to win games at all? I know, like, shocker for everyone, but like, think about it. When you have Joe Flacco for the first four games, you can put out there that Joe Flacco was the leader and Joe Flacco was the voice of the locker room and all that other stuff, and that stayed intact. But you had him in golden handcuffs. You had him doing short game stuff. You had him not being the real Joe Flacco. That's strike one. Strike two is going to Dylan Gabriel ahead of Shador Sanders, but going to Dylan Gabriel and watching him play week five, his first game, and basically just 5 yards, 6 yard passes, 7 yard passes, 5 yard passes, nothing really spectacular, and then continuing on with that to then go into Bailey Zappe or Deshaun Watson and not playing Shador. You can't tell me this is a serious attempt at trying to win games. It's the exact opposite of that. It's mind-blowing to me. They're like, maybe Stefanski and Andrew Berry really do know that they have their job for 3 years beyond this, because they're not coaching and they're not making moves that suggest that they have any urgency attached to their job.
So can I tell you, it's not just not trying to win. It's also not trying to be successful beyond this year, right? Like, Shador doesn't just have implications this year. It's the same reason why, like, guys, I don't think Dylan's a starting quarterback. I think he's a backup. I could be wrong, but I think at best, he's a guy, he's going to be lefty Colt McCoy, right? But I was all for, okay, listen, it's a little early, but I understand you need to spark the team and find out what you have in Dylan. That logic should continue on throughout the rest of the year. Whether Dylan starts for the rest of the season or not, that logic should continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you abandon that logic, like, there is zero point, and clip this, because I guarantee you, because that's everybody's afraid of, oh gosh, what if I'm wrong? Who gives a rat's butt? Like, seriously, I'm trying to edit myself now. 0.0% chance Deshaun is ever good in Cleveland again. Zero.
Right.
And by the way, 0.0% chance Bailey Zappe does anything.
Agreed.
In Cleveland.
Agreed. They're not playing to win games. They're not coaching to win games. They're not trying to actually give an attempt.
It feels like they're trolling a certain amount of Browns
fans. It does. You talk about like insulting fans' intelligence. Like that's what the Browns are doing right now. Feels like they're insulting your intelligence. They're trying to put off this facade as if they're actually giving a damn, and they're just not. And the only way you do that, is when you have the assurances that you have your job for as long as they think that they do. It's mind-blowing.
I do like how I was super upset in the last segment.
And now I got super upset.
And I think what happened is you came around to the idea that they might be serious about this.
I know, because the first 15 minutes, I just took it as a joke.
Uh-huh.
And there's a part of me that I thought
the person was trolling us.
I thought the person was trying to maybe even rage bait me that we got this from a little bit, because it was so nonsensical in my brain. Like, I couldn't compute it. It wasn't adding up. And now we got to a spot where this organization is so stupid at times, and they're so dumb with what they do, and they're insulting to so many people's intelligence constantly, that they might go down this road and act as if they were actually trying to do something while obviously accomplishing nothing, and the real goal being a 2 or 3 win season because they're going for the draft pick while in turn trying to keep you interested the entire time. It's right up their alley, and it makes me so angry.
Ken in Cuyahoga Falls, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Hey.
So I got two things.
Jonathan, I'm gonna upset you after I tell you.
Why? I just told you I'm upset. Why do you want to upset me more?
Well, because you're not okay. So first of all, you realize since they traded the captain, the new leader is Deshaun Watson in the quarterback room.
No, he's not.
Oh yeah.
No, he's not.
Like,
no one's taking leading.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Tell me how he's a leader.
You'll see.
What will I see?
Anyway, hold on.
I wouldn't put him in charge to lead a 7-Eleven, nonetheless a football team.
I understand that. Who is the leader? Shador?
Now that was mean.
I understand. I said that for Dick because I know he doesn't like when people put out some great names wrong. But anyway, seriously.
Jeff Shadell's a better leader than Deshaun Watson, by the way.
You know what they did today? you know what they did today when they traded old man today? They told the Bets, season's over. You may not like that. But who do they have? Zippy Zappy? Deshaun?
I just want you to give nicknames for all the quarterbacks.
Seriously. But also, I'm going to tell you, hey, Jonathan.
Yes, Ken.
Shador. As soon as he starts a game, he's going to go Buffalo, Roman. You realize that. He's got bad habits
that he cannot break.
You may not like that, but look what he did the last preseason game. Bad habits are hard to break. You know what it's like I do.
I saw a lot of people.
Ken, we got a boogie, buddy, but we appreciate it.
You know, Ken.
If only there was like designated people within an organization that would like work with these players and they could like come up with like ways to help a player. I'm thinking of a word, not a teacher, not like a professor, but like they were paid to like to help develop talent. Gosh, what's that called?
Which, by the way,
oh, coach.
Yeah, by the way, they've been telling everyone that they have been coaching them up. So think about this. They go from the whole rap sheet report. First off, it started with Ross Tucker a couple weeks ago, right? And then obviously now you have the rap sheet report from over the weekend that says like, yep, they're spending extra time, but they're coaching them up and the improvement Shador has made. The improvements to then demote him to the practice squad?
All right.
Like the improvements to then go Bailey Zappi and then Deshaun Watson. So you the quarterback whisperer, can't take that talent and all you do is get him to a spot where he can't beat out Deshaun Watson and Bailey Zappi? Doesn't seem like much of a coach to me there, Nick.
I think I have something that will be the opposite of rage baiting for Jonathan. And I don't know how much stock we should put into it.
Is it like a picture of my 2-week-old daughter? Because that might be the only thing that gets me out of this right now.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
But actually, that'd be a little weird if you're getting photos of my 2-week-old daughter.
That would be very...
And I'm not even getting them.
She looks like 25% Hungarian. Oh, wait, actually, no, because Elise is half Hungarian.
I mean, that's...
That's a 75% Hungarian baby if I've ever seen one. 216-474. That belongs to be daddy.
We're having fun.
Hey, we're having fun.
All right. What do you make of this absolute bleep show at quarterback? And the thing that might bring us all back off the ledge here in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. 216-474.
Still got a wiggle room.
This is the organization you give wiggle room to. I mean, you know what? Let's go ahead and see. Chris in Richmond Heights. Chris, do you want to see Deshaun Watson on the field for the Browns again this year?
Okay, now one is a strong word.
So, and I don't want to push you guys in no therapy, okay? But I feel that I wouldn't mind seeing him. Simply because when he was playing here, remember the offensive coordinator that was calling the plays was Ken Dorsey, who was a failed offensive coordinator.
Not the entire time, though. Alex Van Pelt was there the first 2 years.
Oh, I'm talking about with Deshaun Watson being the quarterback, right?
Yeah. He was Alex Van Pelt the first 2 years, and then was Dorsey the last year.
Okay.
And Kevin was the play caller for 2.5 of those years.
Yeah.
Right. So they were trying to run an offense. Unlike they didn't do that for Baker, but unlike that situation, I don't think they put him in the best position by trying to make a guy that had been out of football for 2.5 years turn him into Tom Brady throwing the ball every down. They went away from what their personnel was, which was really running the football. I just was willing to see him in a run Taylor offense, actually concentrating on throwing the football. But who I really want to see at quarterback, like everybody, is Shandour. I think they have mismanaged that situation, which is nothing, not a new opinion, but I wouldn't mind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
His name right.
Right. I wouldn't mind it. I mean, I wouldn't jump off the bandwagon, but when I am close to jumping on the bandwagon is coaching staff, because I'm tired of seeing this tight end high school offense week after week not putting no more than 17 points on the board. But I wouldn't mind it. I don't necessarily want it, but I wouldn't mind seeing it happen.
Chris, right. We appreciate
Thank you, Chris. Here's what I'm going to do. Okay? I'm gonna tell the Deshaun Watson supporters what their argument needs to be moving forward. Okay. I'm going to poke a hole in that argument. I will. But the argument they need to try to make moving forward is that Stefanski didn't know what the hell he was doing, and that's why Deshaun Watson still has a chance. If they were trying to defend Deshaun Watson's playing ability, what they need to try to do is put this all on Stefanski. So like, you are close there in putting it on the coordinators. What you need to do is say Stefanski's had 12 different quarterbacks. He hasn't figured any of them out, and Baker Mayfield might win league MVP, and he had him playing at a very mediocre to sometimes good, but basically somewhere in between there for the majority of the time that he was in Cleveland. Like, you have to shift the blame towards Stefanski and blame it on him. And with the losses piling up, there will be people out there that buy into that. Where I poke the hole in that is, I would say, even if you want to believe all that, he's way too injured of a player to ever actually believe in him.
Yeah, I think the struggle now is, and listen, I was the guy saying, why did it take 3 years or 3 seasons to get to a Deshaun offense that he was comfortable in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can say, well, Deshaun didn't tell the Browns. No. No, this is the thing that makes sense in the NFL. You have a quarterback that has been incredibly successful in another system. Run that system. Don't get cute about it. But I digress. Now, he's had a shoulder injury, which I still don't know if the guy can throw the ball 20 yards consistently, and now an Achilles injury.
He's just too injured of a player at this point.
It just continues to come back to. I do like that the best thing we've heard so far about the reason to see Deshaun again is, I don't really want to see him. Want's a heavy word, but I wouldn't hate it if it happened. Let's see. Where do you want to go with this one?
Ken in Houston.
Ken in Houston. Do you want to see Deshaun Watson on the field for the Browns this year?
Hey, guys. How you doing today? I just got something to tell you, and it just shocked me when I found out about Flacco. So last week, I'm driving around Houston, and Quincy Avery, I think his name is, the
quarterback coach, yeah.
Yeah. So he was on our sports radio thing.
Deshaun's old quarterback coach, or could be current, actually.
Yeah, okay. And so I'm driving, and he said that he thought that he looked so good that he would expect one of the quarterbacks to get traded. And this was last week, and he thought it was going to be Shedeur Sanders. And then Flacco gets traded today. So I'm like, what? And so he mentions something about a 21-day window that they have. I don't really know what that is because I'm down here. But I was just wondering what you guys thought about it. And if he did look good, what you thought about putting him in there.
All right, Ken, we appreciate you, buddy. All right, so yes, because he is on the PUP and was put there as they transitioned to the season, once you got through the first 4 weeks of the season, you have a 21-day window that you can activate him in. If you don't, he goes on the long-term IR.
Right.
Now.
And the expectation is they'll activate him in this stretch. I would think the expectation is that.
The Quincy Avery stuff is interesting because Quincy is two things. One, he is basically at this point a paid hype man for Deshaun Watson. He has defended Deshaun. They are personal friends, but that's understandable. There's a legit quarterback coach.
There's no other way around that.
He's the other thing.
Your quarterback coach is always going to think you're good at quarterback.
He has talked down about Shedeur Sanders in every interview I've ever seen. He does not believe in Shedeur Sanders. And anyway, you can actually say it seems like he has an agenda against Shedeur. No one has bad-mouthed Shedeur more than Quincy Avery, so I don't know that I can really be that surprised that he suggested on Houston Sports Talk that they're going to trade Shedeur so Deshaun can play.
It's just he's just doing his own bidding there. That's all that is. He's doing his own bidding. It's been it's odd. Like if you're just getting in the car, you're like, wait, Joe Flacco got traded. Why are we spending so much time on Deshaun Watson? No. It's like, well, again, what we're hearing within Deshaun and after him being activated, like there's a real chance that he's on the depth chart. And from what we're hearing, he could be third on the depth chart ahead of Shedeur. And it just has us a little outraged.
I could use a laugh. Could you use a laugh?
Do you have, what do you have? Like one of the Laffy Taffy jokes or something like
no,
that?
No,
ready
no, no.
To go?
I got plenty of dad jokes. I'm basically,
you said there was going to be something that would get me happy.
Yeah. Well, no, that was the depth chart, the unofficial depth chart thing.
Oh, that didn't make me happy.
I thought that would maybe talk you off the ledge a little bit because it's one abacus being in the direction of maybe they actually will just let Shedeur be the backup.
No, I'm not. That didn't do anything for me.
By the way,
the one that the secretary puts together every week. It's like the AP coaches poll.
He's a PR guy.
It's like the AP coaches poll. It's like, well, who comes up with that? You think Ryan Day is sitting there and actually putting in the results for 1 to 25 and what he thinks within the coaching rankings? No, he doesn't.
Maybe he dictates it.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Maybe. No. All right. So, Bruce Arians. While we're on the topic of Joe Flacco getting traded to the Bengals, while we're on the topic of who becomes the backup and who's QB3 and all this, Pat McAfee had Bruce Arians on, Super Bowl winning head coach, former Cleveland Browns offensive coordinator. We let that guy out of the building.
As best as I know, the originator of No Risk It, No Biscuit.
Oh, he is the king of No Risky, No Biscuit. He went on the Pat McAfee show today and talked about the Browns situation, including his thoughts on Kevin Stefanski.
Stefanski, how do you guys view him?
I don't know how he's kept his job this long.
That's exactly. Yeah. Most coaches view that way. But I think everybody in the media's eyes just kind of give him a pass because the ownership decided to tie up the largest percentage in the history of a salary cap and kind of hamstring the entire team. Coaches, though, do they see it that way? Or is it
No, the coach is all about winning, man. It's all wins and losses. You can be the nicest guy in the world. You're going out the door. But I think maybe they see that continuity does matter. Because they went through so many people so fast in the Browns' history that they are trying to copy the Steelers a little bit. And let's keep our guys, let's keep our coaches, let's keep some continuity, and we'll put it together.
It should be noted, the Steelers keep their coaches because they're almost always in the playoffs. Now, I digress. The I don't know how he kept his job that long got a legit chortle out of me the second time. That's the second time I've heard that. Can we just get Bruce Arians to just come on the station once a week? Because I would like that level of common sense from somebody in the damn media.
He had a grasp on it. It's interesting because we really don't hear, even like McAfee in that spot, we've not heard people talk that way about Stefanski. No. McAfee and Arians were talking as if it was a known assumption, something that me and you have been talking about for a year now, and everyone has just kind of gotten on us for having those thoughts and those opinions. They're talking as if that's a known assumption across the league, as it always should have been. You can't go 6 years winning as few amount of games and few amount of playoff games as he has and still keep your job. It's wild to me. But all right, people are waking up their eyes a little bit here, Nick.
Or it's just Bruce Arians just has a BS meter that actually works like you and me.
Maybe that's all it is.
Because McAfee did do the devil's advocate thing, which my eye twitched a little bit during. You don't have to do devil's advocate anymore.
Yeah,
we can just look at the results.
The way he led into the question and then the first follow-up from McAfee tells me that McAfee's also on the same page, which we have not seen many national people come down hard on Stefanski at all. I'm dying to find out what Albert Breer does at 520. I'm expecting a pivot to Andrew Berry instead of Stefanski love there.
216-474-0092. I'm just curious what people's take is in hearing Bruce Arians, Super Bowl winning head coach. I believe he's got a winning percentage in both Arizona, Indianapolis, and Tampa Bay. I think he had like two losing seasons as an NFL head coach. How do we feel about him kind of chortling that he doesn't know why Kevin Stefanski still has a job? Let's go with Jack in Wellington. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I know there's been a lot of... There's been a lot of Stefanski talk, and I'm going to be a Stefanski defender for a quick second.
All right, we're ready for it.
His first season, Baker was healthy. We made the playoffs. We won a playoff game. His second season, Baker was hurt almost the entire year. And at a certain point, that's got to count for something. Third season, Watson suspended. That season's just sort of a wash. Like, you're not expecting to do anything there. Fourth season, you get Watson. He gets hurt. Stefanski manages to pull together some sort of offense, makes the playoffs with five different starting quarterbacks. Last season was a terrible season. And then this season, I disagree with how he's managed the Shador stuff, but most of this stuff just seems out of his control. I mean, the man won a football game with PJ Walker as his starting quarterback.
So,
Jack, you notice how it's not getting any better, though. You notice how your trend there, it's we're going in the wrong direction.
Absolutely. No, and if they fire him, that's okay. I'll get over it. I think he deserves a little grace for some of the stuff he has done.
So here's what I struggle with. In terms of things beyond his control, he controls who's in the quarterback room. If he wanted Baker to be here, Baker would be here. If he didn't want Deshaun here, Deshaun wouldn't be here. And he is an offensive head coach whose offenses have ranked 14th, 20th, 18th, 10th, 32nd, and 31st in scoring points in the NFL in his six seasons as head coach. While I watch Kyle Shanahan win games with Mac Jones pretty consistently, Kevin O'Connell turned Sam Darnold into a decent NFL quarterback. I'm watching other NFL head coaches deal with uncertainty at quarterback, continuing to win, whereas Kevin kind of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It gets a pass for that.
Yeah, I can see that. Again, like, if he gets fired, I think I could see it being time, but I just don't understand the Watson deal. Like, from jump, I was like, that's a lot for a guy who didn't play football last season. I just want to know whose call that was, and I want them fired.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
I think it also might be part of Kevin Stefanski's call.
I mean, by all reporting that we have, and maybe you guys just don't believe the reports, but it's part of the infuriating part of the Stefanski conversation. And you saw Arians and McAfee do it there. It's like, well, he didn't choose Deshaun Watson. It's like, no, the reports say it was him and Andrew Berry that chose Deshaun Watson. They took that plan to Haslam. Haslam's the one that signed off on everything, and Haslam's the one that wanted to make it the guaranteed money. But Haslam didn't sit in his man cave being like, Deshaun Watson, light bulb, let's go do it. No, the plan originally came from Stefanski and Berry, and why everyone just refuses to acknowledge the reports we have from Mary Kay at Cleveland.com and then from The Athletic and the guys they have over there is just wild to me.
How are we feeling about the Joe Flacco trade? We've got some time there. We do have the Peterlin pass coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Joe Flacco traded. We have had some idea that it might not be Shador as the backup quarterback. We do have more to get to because I want to talk about how the quarterback math has or hasn't changed coming up in just about 20 minutes here. So the question is still out there. The biggest endorsement we've got, at least via phones today, because the chat can be a little hard to kind of follow sometimes. You get a lot of messages in there on YouTube.
I mean, we are getting some comments on Twitter too, by the way. And I'll read the latest one I just got. It's saying it louder doesn't make you right. Zero upside. Do you hear yourself? DW is and was the best quarterback on the team. Keep screaming, but DW will be QB1.
And you can keep saying whatever, like, but there's no statistical proof to believe that's true. I think that's the thing. Like when you are like, oh, this makes no sense. And it's been the biggest failure in Cleveland history, and he was unplayable. And I can give you the stats to say it. The Watson Warriors that remain just go, nuh-uh. That's not a response. That's just like, okay.
I tried helping their argument. Like, in fairness, I tried telling them what they need to be saying.
Like, again, you're the Shador fan.
Yeah.
I'm neutral on this whole thing. Shador fans can give an impassioned plea about what they think about that kid and how he plays and why they think he should be the backup right now.
Mm-hmm.
People that don't like Baker Mayfield can give you a reason why that they still don't think Baker Mayfield is as good as maybe the stats say they are. Those are real conversations you can have. Hey, Deshaun Watson's been putrid, hasn't been good since 2020, and is coming off an Achilles injury after being borderline unplayable coming off the shoulder injury. Nuh-uh. Oh, okay. Then we're just not subscribing to reality. That's okay.
I told you, their new twist has got to be Stefanski's an idiot, doesn't know what he's doing, and he burned Deshaun. I'm telling you, you'd find a lot of bedfellows with that argument right now. That's what they needed. I'm telling you, Watson Warriors. It's simple. I'll poke holes through that as well, and I have. But like, that's the argument you need to start making if you want to get some headway, at least to getting to Deshaun on another team and having a chance in the future.
More on the Browns quarterback math in just about 20 minutes here, but it's time for the Peterlin Pass.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
All right, we're going to go to LeBron Decision 2.0. Here was the announcement earlier today.
Well, everyone's on pins and needles across the country. You ready to go, LeBron? Where's the powder?
Left it at home.
LeBron, fans want to know where you're taking your talents this year. What's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is tough. In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
VSOP? And this was the conclusion you woke up with this morning?
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
VSOP? He said it's such a question mark way.
It's pretty bad when LeBron's still the worst actor in that spot.
It was really not great.
VSOP?
Obviously, it had hints of Decision 1.0, and it even wore very similar clothing, and the questions all the way up to the chalk toss was very similar as well. I give the Peterlin pass to LeBron in this, and I know you're going to eviscerate LeBron, so hold on one second. I give him the pass with the idea that LeBron's trying to buy an NBA team. LeBron's all about making bread, and sorry that you all fell for it. Obviously, LeBron took the attention grab and ran with it. Welcome to LeBron James 2.0 himself. So I give him the pass. You all fell for it. That's not LeBron's fault.
Yes, it is, because LeBron knew what he was doing.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Listen.
You guys thought that he would do it on Tuesday at noon?
Yes. You mean when he would have full audience and he wouldn't have to compete with the NFL?
That is a prime time announcement. You don't do it Tuesday at noon.
So he's going
noon.
Up against Monday Night Football? Sunday
how about
at 1
Tuesday
p.m.?
At 6 when prime time announcements actually happen.
What prime time announcement happened at Tuesday at 6?
Wednesday at 6. Something at 6. Okay, something not at noon.
I reiterate the question.
What prime time announcements were made Tuesdays at noon? Answer me that question.
Any announcement?
No announcements.
It's not such
no
thing as the Tuesday at noon.
Tuesday at noon is not a time. It's not a time to make a press conference announcement.
Yes, it is.
If you want eyeballs on it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Tuesday at noon?
I'm dealing with a Watson Warrior here.
Tuesday at noon?
No, it's not.
It's not. It isn't.
How isn't it? It's in the
middle. What do you mean, how isn't it? It's in the middle of your day, yes, but that doesn't make it prime
time.
That's
everybody's day.
Yes, people are at lunch. They're at work.
It's 9 a.m. in L.A. It is noon in New York.
Prime time. You do a whole special, wind it up at 7 or 8 o'clock on ESPN, because ESPN would gladly give you the half-hour platform that they did for the first decision, and you could do it right with the prime time audience.
Need ESPN.
And everything. Do it on whatever station you want to do it on. But like, give people the accurate.
Like 92.3 The Fan, the afternoon drive.
The first fly in the ointment, this whole thing, when I looked at it, I saw Tuesday at noon. No big announcement Tuesday at noon.
You literally didn't mention that yesterday.
No big announcement is Tuesday at noon.
We talked about this yesterday. You did not mention Tuesday at noon.
I didn't, but I did in my head. and I thought about it the entire time. I was like, this might be a dumb point to make because I'm going to be wrong on this one. But since I turned out to be right on this one, I'm like, yes. You're right, Jonathan. Why do I ever doubt myself?
Proof of it.
Why do I ever doubt myself?
Take me up on it.
I'm always right. Why would I ever doubt myself? But I doubted myself yesterday. You and Jax laughing like hyenas over there, like, oh, it's going to happen. No.
Actually,
not so fast, my friends.
You can't,
not so fast.
After what you said about Lee Corso, you can't say any. You can't use his expression anymore. You're out on Corso.
The Corso family says. Yeah. Says no thank you.
Yeah, the suggestion that you said what they should do for
they
Lee,
should have taken him off 5 years prior.
That's not exactly how you said it.
Do the man a service.
Different verbiage, and I think Lee would have enjoyed it. It just would have been weird that the family would be doing it.
Man was having a stroke on the air
LeBron
for half a decade.
Doesn't need
no one
to
cared.
Do this. LeBron doesn't need to do this. If he just tweets out, I'm taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
Nobody pays attention.
And then
to
somebody. What?
Not in the way they have. Are you kidding me?
He has.
We took ticket prices up to the $500 range for the final.
My eye is
twitching
right
now. Why is your eye twitching? You think he would have got the same attention if he just said, I'm taking my talents to VSOP instead of what he did now?
Do I think that Hennessy would have had a nice little kick if LeBron tweeted about
that? Instead of what he did right now? Did you see what
you just pissed everybody off. Well, for
5%
more business?
That VSOP got off of this is insane, and I would imagine the financial gain from LeBron is going to be it's going to be matching up with the amount of attention and eyeballs that were on this.
I guarantee you this is a paper deal, meaning it's like, well, hey, if we
Nobody
sell five
cares.
Cases, you're going to get 5%, but if you sell 10, you're going to get 10%.
Oh, because yeah, people really paid attention when he was doing all sorts of smart water commercials sorts of
yes,
Dorito endorsements
yes,
and stuff like that.
They endorse things because see LeBron endorse things and then they go
people,
buy them.
Yeah, but you didn't have people for 24 hours being like, what's happening? I can't believe it. And then in turn,
and now,
for
all
another
anybody
12
says
hours,
is, what a jackass.
People are talking about VSOP. They're talking about Hennessy.
No one's talking about Hennessy. Everyone's talking about what a stupid ad that
I
was.
I hadn't thought about Hennessy in years. And now today, I'm like, well, maybe VSOP is where it's at.
Don't make me curse on air. You are so full of it.
Maybe VSOP is where it's at. If that's
now,
what LeBron
now,
drinks.
This is a challenge.
Good enough for LeBron.
This is
good
a challenge.
For me. But I always say.
I'm going to need you to go ahead. I'm going to need you to take a picture of you buying some VSOP tonight. I'm going to need to get that picture.
I mean, I just might if this is the drink of LeBron.
I don't believe you. There's not a might here.
If this is the
this
drink
was
of LeBron.
Such a, this was such a successful ad campaign. You're going to walk right out of this studio tonight.
Here's the thing.
And
no.
buy yourself some Henny.
We both. I'm not drinking right now. I have a 2-week-old and a 2.5-year-old. I told you this like three weeks
LeBron
ago.
LeBron can't get you to drink with this great advertisement.
What am I
going
to buy booze just to sit on the desk and hang out?
Why can't you drink? You have a 2-year-old. That's the prescription for drinking.
2-year-old and a 2-week-year-old.
Yeah.
What was funny about that?
I can't do math, but I know it feels longer than however long
my ass is in the jackpot, man.
You said a 2-week-year-old.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what she is.
She's a two-week-old. She's not a 2-week-year-old.
Oh, you're right. All right, sorry. I said that wrong. But, like, yeah, she's 2 weeks old. That's it. She's very young. I'm not drinking
so
right
hard.
Now. She's very young.
I just laughed so hard.
If I find myself at a wedding open bar coming up here soon, and I see VSOP, hey, bartender,
give me that LeBron drink.
Give me that
Hennessy.
That's
my second decision.
That's a fun line. You look at the guy next to you and you're just like, decision 2.0. Bartender, I'll take the Hennessy.
And the guy's going to be like, what the hell are you talking about? By the way, I laughed so hard at that, I definitely passed gas just a little bit.
I did try to. You just. Okay. I'm not going to act like I haven't intentionally waited until I'm speaking very loudly to go ahead and pass gas.
No one can hear it.
Then.
In reaction to laughing at how ridiculous you are for this Peter LePass.
Bodily functions just came out of you?
Yes, because of 2-week-year-old and this Peterlin pass for LeBron.
LeBron, clown you get the pass.
Clown shoes out of LeBron, clown shoes out of
congratulations to you, LeBron. Here's a Hennessy.
I just Peterlin pass gas.
The Peterlin pass.
Oh, that's the setup. That was the setup the entire time. What a joke I am thinking you're just making commentary.
That literally happened.
You set it up for the Peterlin pass
gas. Wait for it to waft. Jim.
Hey, we're having fun.
Q. We're having fun. Mike, Jacob, Danny, has the quarterback math changed for the Cleveland Browns? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.